here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 22nd of March, 2011. It's the birthday of the best-selling novelist in the world, James Patterson, born Newburgh, New York, 1947. He was an executive for the ad agency J. Walter Thompson, retired to devote himself to writing, published more than 70 novels, and James Patterson outsells Stephen King, Dan Brown, and John Grisham, all combined. And it's the birthday of the man who said, "My poetry is suburban, it's domestic, it's middle class, and it's sort of unashamedly that, but I hope there's enough imaginative play in there that it's not simply poems about barbecuing." Billy Collins, born in New York City, 1941, an only child, had a fairly happy childhood, an impressionable teenager in the days of the Beatniks, who read Kerouac and Ginsberg and Ferlinghetti. In graduate school, he was convinced that writing confusing poems was a sign of greatness. But he started writing poetry that was more direct, more readable. He said, "I think clarity is the real risk in poetry because you're exposed, you're out in the open field, you're actually saying things that are comprehensible, and it's easy to criticize something you can understand." He became a professor of English at the same time he was publishing his poems in Rolling Stone, and in 1988 came out with his book, The Apple That Astonished Paris. More poems came out through the next decade. The New York Times called him the most popular poet in America, his books competing on the poetry best-selling list with Walt Whitman, Robert Frost, Jim Morrison. Billy Collins, who said, "I try to create a hospitable tone at the beginning of a poem. Stepping from the title to the first lines is like stepping into a canoe. A lot of things can go wrong." Here's a poem by Billy Collins on his birthday entitled Forgetfulness. The name of the author is the first to go, followed obediently by the title, the plot, the heartbreaking conclusion, the entire novel, which suddenly becomes one you have never read, never even heard of, as if, one by one, the memories you used to harbor decided to retire to the southern hemisphere of the brain, to a little fishing village where there are no phones. Long ago, you kissed the names of the nine muses goodbye, and watch the quadratic equation pack its bag. And even now, as you memorize the order of the planets, something else is slipping away. A state flower, perhaps, the address of an uncle, the capital of Paraguay. Whatever it is you are struggling to remember, it is not poised on the tip of your tongue, not even lurking in some obscure corner of your spleen. It has floated away down a dark, mythological river whose name begins with an L, as far as you can recall, well on your own way to oblivion, where you will join those who have even forgotten how to swim and how to ride a bicycle. No wonder you rise in the middle of the night to look up the date of a famous battle in a book on war. No wonder the moon in the window seems to have drifted out of a love poem that you used to know by heart. A poem by Billy Collins, Forgetfulness, from one of his books, I forget which one. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker, and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.